This is Rico Simpolin.
Okay, I will try not to butcher it. I'll start over again. This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Rico St. Polin from Compassion International, and he works in their Haiti office. And Rico, we're talking because the 10-year anniversary of Haiti's devastating earthquake is coming up on January 12th. And I was reading some reports, and some critics say that Haiti is basically still in crisis. The only difference is that now it's really become a man-made disaster rather than a natural disaster. Is that what you're seeing as well? Would you agree?
Yes, thank you, Mission Network News, for this interview. Unfortunately, Haiti has made so little recovery progress. Not much has been done. More than 10 years after, we still see people living in villages where they are living under tents, and even rubble still remains on some few streets, of the Haitian capital. And it's a shock. Things are even getting worse and worse. You'll certainly hear the news these days. All of this is due to anger and frustration that the Haitian government's response to the earthquake and other disasters in recent years has not helped at all. Over the past few months, the political instability has hindered Haiti's economic and social development, causing the level of inflation to reach about 20%, and consequently, the so-called middle class has lost its purchasing power. This is to say that not much has been done in Haiti, but we are still hopeful that things will be changed.
Sorry about that. My mute button got stuck. Compassion has really been working there since before the earthquake, and you guys have been walking alongside the Haitians since every step of the way. Have you seen any signs of progress? Could you talk a bit about maybe what you guys have seen in development and relief, and just maybe kind of the highlights of the past 10 years?
Okay, from a compassion perspective, conversely, after 10 years, let's say that we rose from the rubble and the ministry has gotten stronger. We are serving more babies, caregivers, children, and youths now. And back in 2010, for instance, the ministry counted 230 church partners with 65,000 beneficiaries. Today, we are working alongside 350 church partners to bring hope and a future to more than 125,000 children and youths in the communities. This is to say that we are moving forward. And for instance, per the strategies we have implemented, or we implemented after the earthquake, one of them was, school reconstruction. And the 30 schools we built are still fully operational. They are the safest places for children to be, and the best buildings in the areas where we build them in terms of seismic standards. They also look very nice, by the way. And children feel secure to be in those facilities to receive an adequate education, which is key to their success in the future. And I have to mention that because of better school infrastructures that Compassion make available in our partnership with the churches in the communities, more children and youths attend their schools. As parents want their children to feel secure, to be in a great learning environment. And one of the most important thing is our income generation program that we launched at that time, part of the 22 strategies that we implemented. One of the goals was to provide means to the selected families by enabling them to have sustainable resources to feed their children on a regular basis in order to improve their nutritional status. Because they lost everything, you know, I personally know parents that would not have found a way out without our interventions. But I can say that the microloans we provided to them per their business plans allow them to be not only self-sufficient until today, but most of them, not only they are still running their businesses, but they can supply other needs of their families, and they have also provided jobs to others. This is an encouraging thing.
I know Compassion has done so much in Haiti, and it's just, that's why I'm excited to share this story. There's just so much encouraging news, and I want to put that in contrast of some of the negative news. So I'm glad you've been able to speak with me. Can you describe some of the remaining needs that you guys have, and maybe how our listeners and readers can help?
You know, Haiti, Haiti, I would say, is categorized as one of the worst, like, so, can I start this over?
Yeah, go for it. Okay, sorry, good, my mute good. Button got stuck again. Okay, start over, that's fine.
Okay. Haiti is extremely vulnerable to natural disasters, with more than 80% of the population at risk. And as a country, Haiti is classified as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, where over 6 million Haitians live below the poverty line on less than $2 per day, and more than 2.5 million fall below the extreme poverty line of $123 per day. So this is to say that, you know, the country is poor and people are in dire need. And it is hard to say, but the widespread and extensive damage caused by the earthquake and the terrible loss of human life it has borne relates to its level of poverty. And therefore, Compassion commits to work alongside the local church to break this cycle in Jesus' name. So there is still need in Haiti. We've done much, but we have still a long way to go. So we are still, you know, calling for people to come alongside us so that we can continue to serve more children to release them from poverty in Jesus' name.
And we will connect people with how to do that, whether it's through sponsorship or donating to one of your projects. One thing everyone can do is pray. So how would you ask people to pray for Haiti, not only on the day of the 10-year anniversary, but moving forward as well?
Okay. First and foremost, I would ask people to pray for wisdom and guidance from the Lord for the leadership team of Compassion Haiti, because we really need guidance from the Lord, you know, to be effective in the way we are carrying out the ministry in Haiti alongside the local churches. Pray for our young leaders to be given the opportunities to play their roles fully, of impacting others' lives and changing communities. Because, you know, through Compassion and through other ministries in the country, you know, there is a new generation of young leaders, genuine leaders, Christian leaders, you know, that is emerging, and they want to take the lead. So pray that they can be given the opportunities to play this role. And they can also pray for the mindset or the initiative that we are promoting, like to rebuild the nation, you know, and we need that to be a challenge to everyone so that they can move, so that this can move them into concrete action toward, you know, a better future for this nation.
Wonderful. I will pass that along. That wraps up my mm-hmm. questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I think I need to, we are still overwhelmed by all the enthusiastic and generous contribution people all over the world, especially Americans, have expressed to us during our time of hardship engendered by the 7-magnitude earthquake of January 2010 and other disasters, that followed. We shout at them and we all waved about this attitude. One can only imagine the impact of sponsorships in the lives of children and families in dire need. And all of this was possible because of sponsorships and donation from generous people around the world. Compassion has been in Haiti for 50 years, and with faithful and devoted people like our sponsors and donors, we have formed an army of men and women of God who are aware of the need for a better future for the next generation through this ministry. We rejoice in the faithfulness of God with a renewed impetus to release more children from poverty in Jesus' name.